two full days of Florida citrus industry meetings being held in Bonita Springs kicked off Wednesday morning with the June meeting of the Florida Citrus Commission. The commission serves as the governing board for the Florida Department of Citrus, and department staffers opened the meeting by announcing plans to deal with the possibility of a 2013-14 crop size that could be substantially smaller than what is being budgeted for. The department gets most of its funding from a tax on each box of Florida fruit that is harvested. Oranges make up the lion's share of the crop, and next season's budget of $48 million is based on an orange crop size of 136.9 million boxes. Excessive fruit drop in the current season and concerns that it will carry over next season have made many skeptical whether 136.9 million boxes of oranges will actually be harvested next season. So the department announced plans to be able to operate on a budget based on as few as 125 million boxes of oranges, just in case. The department will maintain reserves to allow it to offset significant economic downturns and freeze discretionary spending in all areas. HLB, or greening disease, is considered the cause of this season's record level of fruit drop, as well as general tree decline and overall anxiety throughout the Florida citrus industry. HLB, the greatest threat ever to the citrus industry, is the predominant topic of discussions at virtually every industry meeting in Bonita Springs this week. Other meetings are Florida Citrus Mutual's annual meeting, a half-day educational session, and a meeting of the Citrus Research and Development Foundation, Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.